This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue reading through the book of Acts, let's do a chapter study of chapter 20. This will involve establishing the following: a title, a key verse, significant truth, cross-references, any difficulties you want to study further on and others might have, and finally, a brief summary statement or outline. Here's what I came up with. For the title, Paul, an example of faithful ministry. The key verse, verse 20. Significant truth, when we've done all we can, there is always more work to be done. We must learn to delegate to others and depend upon God and His Word to finish the task. Cross-references would be Ezekiel 3:18 through 21 and 1 Thessalonians 2:7 through 12. A question I had, should Paul have gone to Jerusalem when the Spirit had been warning him of the difficulties he'd encounter? Applications. There are two factors related to finishing the task. We must reach as many as possible with the good news of salvation, and then teach as much truth as would be helpful to mature those who respond. Until we've done both, our task isn't finished in a given area. If, as we're doing this, God calls us to go elsewhere, we must delegate the rest of the task to others and depend on God and His Word to finish the task. Another application would be the words of Jesus, which are quoted in verse 35. It is more blessed to give than to receive. In our next visit, we'll develop an outline for Acts 20. I hope you'll be able to tune in and join with us.